Let's see.
Day two of PDC?
Yeah.
And Mike, I have to admit that I'm tired.
You're tired?
Are you tired?
I'm not that tired yet.
What am I? But we're being lazy.
Am I supposed to play along?
We're being, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. Because you don't know how tired I am.
Because we're still going to do the clock on 10 minutes, but this time we're going to allow
yeah.
Carmine to interview us.
Remember, our brains were a little slow.
We're just talking to tired. Each other, no hard hats.
I like
challenges.
It. Well, Charles does awesome interviews. I love
okay,
it.
Okay, ready? You're on the clock, dude. Ask us the first question.
Let's do it.
So, PDC day two, themes, what happened?
Windows 7, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hot, hot, hot.
That was a great keynote this morning. I'll tell you what, it was we call them bladder-busting keynotes. That was like a redefinition of bladder-busting keynotes.
What do you mean by that?
Bladder-busting keynotes means they're so damn long that your bladder just about explodes before they're over. So you're there, you know, you're crossing your legs, you're going, is this thing on? Come on, I got to at least make it through Guthrie. Got to make it through Guthrie. And what's funny is after Guthrie, I saw some people. They stood it, and then they had to run back in, of course, and catch the rest. But that was a long keynote, filled with good stuff. It's funny, I saw people writing down, you know, all the tidbits. Started out, you know, as Ray was given the positioning, there was a little bit. But as we got into the code, it just kept going. People live blogging and tweeting.
Yeah. He's a great presenter, isn't he?
He is a good presenter.
He's really good. And he came over here to Open Space afterwards and did like a half-hour talk with some of our attendees. It's just awesome.
Which is going to be on Channel 9.
Which we recorded is going to be on Channel 9.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's just great to see him, you know, come into the big room and interact with all the attendees.
Yeah.
Because it's a big deal.
And Don and Chris were fun as ever.
Yeah.
They're a couple of clever guys.
Yep, they are.
When you want to go deep and you see the code, I mean, Don
or
and Chris.
Or the developer by the developer of the developer.
Absolutely.
It's geek porn.
So somebody actually told me that they're, because I didn't see all of their keynote, but their keynote was a lot like actually a really good session. It was like out of the keynote into a kind of a keynote session. The room was really packed, so we had good turnout for it. And then, you know, on to the rest of the day.
I'm jazzed. What else?
I'm jazzed, too. The buzz in the community based on the tweets, because we watch Twitter a lot. Everyone knows that. It seems like everybody's thrilled. I saw one tweet that basically said they counted 120 tweets the moment that Scott again hit the stage. So people are looking for the code. And it was a bevy of stuff. I could barely keep up.
Wow. But, I mean, is that surprising, Mike? They're developers.
Yeah, they're developers.
They don't want to hear marketing bullshit. They want to see code.
Right, that's right.
You absolutely want to see the good stuff.
Get to the good stuff.
Diving in the code, seeing all the features. I love the, you know, I don't want to ding Scott here, but how many times have we seen photo browsing apps? Come on.
Does he not have
isn't that like a keynote? No, no.
Come on.
Right? Every time we invent a new photo browsing app.
He can have so many free shirts he can release.
But I'll have to say.
What?
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I thought that photo browsing app was acting pretty good. I thought it was really good. I mean, the way you could share, now I'm going to sound like I'm just shilling here, but I actually thought it was pretty good.
Do you know what else happened today?
What
1
happened?
O'clock?
What else?
Our customers got the bits.
Yeah,
nice.
We handed out the hard drive, man, and it's rocking.
It is
rocking.
We're
loving
awesome.
It.
I had to go down there just to see what people were doing, and they were filing in, and they grabbed it. They're looking at it. They're talking about it, listening to some of the comments going out. They couldn't wait to see what was on it. You know, worst case, what? You format the thing and you've got 160 gigabyte, wonderful PDC branded drive. And the other thing to mention, if people didn't hear it anywhere else, is we have extra drives, if we have extra drives for sale that are blank,
right.
But at least they have the branding on them,
right.
Available in the store here on site.
That's right. Funny how we're not hearing about the bags now that we've handed out the drives.
Exactly.
Long forgotten and forgiven.
The bag of bits as opposed to the shopping bag,
that's
so
right.
to speak.
That's right. So, but we're not done yet. Tomorrow morning is Rick Rashid doing a keynote on MSR. Word on the street is, just between us three, is that he's going to be over at the MSR station right following his keynote, so you can come and meet him in person.
I heard the same thing.
And then tomorrow night is Ask the Experts.
Yep.
So all the speakers are going to be here available to answer your questions. We're even going to be staffing a table to talk about
a table too.
The conference feedback.
This is a big deal. This is something that people like at all the conferences. As a matter of fact, it happened, I think it's on the hall that's sitting here behind us, where we eat. We set up all these tables. We get the right technologies at the tables. We give you a little map. And if you've got questions or issues or problems, you can go to the table, sit down with people who actually built the technology, and hash it out. It's 3 hours long.
Yep.
And as you said, we'll have a PDC table. And the goal there is, I guess we're the experts at PDC, at least we hope we are, but we want feedback, right? So everybody show up at our table. We'd love to get the feedback directly related to overflow, food. I mean, it could be whatever it is. Content, keynotes. We want to hear it.
Right.
How has the feedback been on the food, by the way?
Yeah.
How has it been?
I think pretty good. I think we heard a couple of times that they ran out just a little bit on the first day, but we fixed that.
Right on.
I haven't heard anything about the quality of the food. Have
I haven't really either.
Good.
I think it's
a good sign.
To be honest with you.
You know what, people? And this is okay. We forgive you. People don't say nice things. People only complain. Which is, that's human nature.
But, you know, the cool thing
so
is...
So if they're not complaining, it's good.
Here's I think what's a good thing about it is at least most of the Microsoft employees I know, we it seems like we always want the critical feedback, so we're kind of used to it. I guess we're all kind of wanting to be self-improvers, so the fact that we get the feedback is goodness, right? Because we can just make this show better next time. And we are the same team that works on Mix, so we have Mix 09 coming up.
Yep.
We can absolutely make improvements there too. That's so it's not just for this show; it's also for Mix 09.
That's right. So I promised to reveal the little secret.
The secret?
At the Partner Expo reception last night,
Brent
Troyer, mini-me, was on site here in this room. He is a tiny guy, I gotta say.
He is.
Little.
He had a line.
Yeah,
you know,
he
looks kind of like Stephen Sanofsky.
a little Stephen Sanofsky, yeah.
A little taller.
Yeah.
Put on the white t-shirt and the dark v-neck, and he'd have been a mini Stephen.
And tonight we're taking over Universal Studios. It's going to be a Halloween theme, a horror theme.
Yep, and this is amazing. I was talking to some people today.
You going to go on rides
about
with me, Mike?
I don't know that you'll go on the rides.
On camera, are you going to go on rides with me?
The rides that I'll go on, I don't know that you dare to go on. No, but we rent the whole place. People think that, you know, we just give tickets and you can share it with everybody else. No. We rent the whole thing. It's just us, just you in the park.
The whole park.
The whole park. So if you want to do the Backlot Studio Tour, you can go do the Backlot Studio Tour, which is a great one.
Now, what about food? Do we have the attendees have to buy their own food?
No, free food, free drink. It's an evening event, so we're actually going to have some alcohol for those that want to partake.
It's like a dream theme park visit. All free everything.
No
free
kids
food.
Screaming.
Right.
No kids because we're actually selling, serving alcohol there. But otherwise, party atmosphere.
That's right. And let me just announce that tomorrow, when we do our show, right here in the Channel 9 Lounge at 3:30 every day, tomorrow I'm going to be giving away a set of Lakers tickets to the Friday night game.
Prove it.
Nice.
Lakers versus Clippers. I'm actually giving away a pair for tomorrow night's game and Friday's game.
Wow.
Nice. So any customer that wants to come and find me.
So you got to explain, where were you again?
First come, first serve, it's right here.
3:30.
3:30 in the Channel 9 Lounge when we record our show.
Yep.
Come and find me. My name is Jennifer.
Yeah, because they
Ritzy.
Don't know that.
Ritzy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the Lakers versus the Clippers. And the stadium's right here.
Yeah, it's close. It couldn't be any more convenient than that.
Yeah. Who's the big guy? Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, he's the big
there?
Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So there was a game there last night, I think. And Thomas Lewis and I were walking back to our hotel, the Figueroa. And we swear Jamie Foxx walked by.
Mike staying at the Figueroa.
Yeah, the Figueroa.
That's where Crash's room.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that was wild. Just, walking along and...
Who?
Jamie Foxx.
Who?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Jamie Foxx is?
Yeah,
exactly.
No, should I?
Hey, wait a minute. Charles is supposed to be interviewing us.
No, this is great.
This
I love this
good?
Kind of interview.
You're just rolling with the announcements. What else is going on?
Time is dragging. Like, is it over 10 minutes up? Yeah, I told you I was tired.
All right, okay. So let me ask you a question now. I mean, how did what the attendees learned today relate to what they learned yesterday?
Yeah, great.
Good
question. So today we talked about presentation and client, right? It's the end that we touch. It's the stuff we run on our mobile devices.
Right.
It's the fun stuff we run on our PCs.
Right.
It's the way we interact with services in the cloud. Obviously, you can pop up a browser. You can browse directly to a service that's completely hosted out there on the internet. But what we talked about today is, and I think we said it, leveraging the power of the device, right? Because we spend money on devices to take advantage of some of the features of those devices. So taking advantage of those features while also leveraging the scale that we can provide with services in the cloud.
And actually, Don and Chris, other than being a fun keynote, they actually threaded together the software plus services. They took the day one announcements, the day two announcements, and put those technologies together into one cohesive story.
Yeah.
About how you back home are going to do this in your environment.
Yeah. So that was, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, some of the new, I heard some attendee feedback on the feature of Windows 7 that they all really loved.
Yeah.
The fundamental slide. You're making it faster for me. You're reducing the amount of resources. I can run it now on some lower-end laptops and still get acceptable performance.
That's right.
I got a lot of people coming up to me saying, you know what? I love that.
And speaking of eating your own dog food, we flipped the switch and all of our ComNet machines here in the building are on Windows 7 now.
Wow.
Everything.
So if I haven't installed it on my laptop yet, I can just walk up to one of the ComNet machines.
Hey, look, celebrity sighting. There's Rico Mariani.
All right.
Rico.
Hey, Rico. Check that out. So we got celebrities even walking around here. Fantastic.
Excellent.
2 minutes left. You know what? We got feedback on our show, and a guy told us that he said, I like it when you're more hardcore about being cut off at the ringer. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. We heard that yesterday. So this timer thing has been kind of a shtick we did early on.
That's right.
It's kind of a little bit of a gimmick, but it forces us to think about the most important stuff and jam it in quickly without a bunch
of
extra.
You know what?
Extra.
I don't think that's true. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. What you're really doing is your statement that Channel 9 videos are too freaking long.
Oh!
I didn't say that, Charles, at least not on camera.
Hey. What else did we do? We went to show off last night.
We did go to show off. Now, that was cool.
There were 16 entries.
13. Oh, that's good.